Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, tonight we're debating whether or not dinosaurs lived with man, and we are starting right now with Nephilim Free's opening statement. Thanks so much for being with us. Neph, the floor is all yours.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to share screen, so if I can do that, please.
All set, they can see it.
Okay. All right, or I'm looking at the... Okay, yeah, there it is. Okay, so to refute the evidence that dinosaurs and man coexisted, my opponent must provide empirical evidence that there is a gap in time between man and dinosaurs. This evidence must be testable, otherwise he'd be appealing to an idea, not testable evidence. Or show that mankind's historical depictions and legends of dinosaurs are of other creatures and not of dinosaurs. And show that the fossil footprints of humans and dinosaurs in the same geological strata are not of dinosaurs or not of humans or both. My opponent won't be able to do these. In the 1800s, scientists had a poor understanding of what dinosaurs looked like, even by examining the fossils. What you see on the left is an iguanodon, according to 19th century scientists. On the 20th century depiction is on the right. It's the accurate one because we used modern science to figure out what body mass it had and where it would have hung on the bones. Here's another one. This is a megalosaurus, 19th century concept, 20th century technology. On the right, another one, iguanodon, megalosaurus, I'm sorry. It's a very dramatic difference, right? Now, here's an ancient depiction of a dinosaur with a wattle under its neck. And from, Indonesia? Well, Sumatra, right? And they couldn't have known it had a wattle under its neck, but they depicted it as one. There's, you see men, and you see the dinosaur, and there's the modern depiction of what the creature should look like. This is Edmontosaurus. Drawn by Native Americans, standing in the upright position. That's because he's been threatened. He's protecting it. It's protecting its young, or it feels threatened in some way. Why would man depict a creature that looks like that, standing on 2 feet with a big curled tail? Here's from the Hanshon culture in China, a protoceratops with its head down in conflict. Here's from the Shang dynasty, Saurolophus, numerous features of this creature accurately depicted, even patterns on its skin. Modern science has discovered dinosaurs, some of them had patterns on their skin. Here's an ancient depiction in a Native American one in Ontario, Canada. Notice they depict real creatures that we know of, you know, known creatures like snakes, right, next to a dinosaur with spikes on its back. This is a piece of rock art from Israel. It depicts a giant lizard-type dinosaur biting a horse at the back of the neck so hard that the horse goes down to its knees. And there's another dinosaur standing by saying, I want some of that too, save some for me. What kind of creature is big enough and has the mouth that it can bite a horse at the base of the neck and paralyze it like that? This is an ancient depiction from, actually, it's not so ancient, 1100 AD, a temple in Cambodia. They carved the Stegosaurus on the side. This is from the palette called the King of Narmer. It's from Egyptian. It's 3,2920 BC or so. Depicts two sauropod dinosaurs with their necks intertwined. Now, let's imagine the non-believer says, no, those aren't really dinosaurs they depict. Really? Well, let's look at Freddy the dinosaur. This is a little cartoon. This is my Freddy the dinosaur. Now, let's leave Freddy and take the background away. Now, let's paste Freddy on some rock. Okay. And then somebody's going to say, well, it's not really a dinosaur, really, but there it is. There's Freddy the dinosaur depicted by Native Americans on art, on rock. And if everybody can look at that and see it's clearly a sauropod dinosaur. Here's another ancient Babylonian, a crested skull dinosaur called Lusotitan. Two of them with their necks intertwined. Here's Lusotitan again on a Babylonian cylinder seal. And here is an ancient mosaic depiction made by the Greeks. It's in Palestine. the words literally say crocodile leopard in Greek. Here's in the medieval art, you can see the dragons. Dragons are legends of dinosaurs. Here's from the Middle Ages as well. This is a human footprint. Does it look like a human footprint? Yes, that's what the scientists would say it is. The one on the left is a human footprint. Well, what you see on the right is a picture I pasted on top of that. That's a human footprint at the Biloxi River in Texas. If you're going to say the one on the left is a footprint, human footprint, where do you say that the ones on the right are not? That's not a human footprint. But there are some that will say so. So in Biloxi, Texas, along they dug up some layers of rock, and they found under the layers, this is them in the early 1970s in Glen Rose, Texas, using heavy equipment, early 1970s, to remove layers of rock. And what they found under it was a three-toed dinosaur walking through a sedimentary strata and a human being doing the same thing in the same strata. Now, that's impossible on this man coexisted with dinosaurs. Here they are again. On the left, you have a three-toed dinosaur walking. On the right, you have human footprints. Here they are again. Is this not a human footprint? Of course it is. And it's right there next to sauropod dinosaur footprints. You can see that the dinosaur crossed the path of the human. Here's the man walking. Here's the dinosaur walking. Okay, so man obviously lived with dinosaurs. The evidence is overwhelming. All around the world, in all the various cultures of the world, man has legends of giant lizard-like creatures, terrible beasts, and about legends of how he combated with these creatures because man lived with dinosaurs. And it's the only explanation for why all the cultures of the world have legends of dragons. It would be irrational for all of the tribes of mankind to invent the same kind of story. It just doesn't make sense unless there's something truly to it, and the various tribes of mankind all encountered dinosaurs. So I'd say the evidence is incredibly powerful that man did coexist with dinosaurs. And the idea that the Earth is billions of years old and dinosaurs lived many millions of years ago is a 19th century myth that millions of people have swallowed, but modern science doesn't support it. That concludes my opening statement.
You got it. Thank you very much, Nephilim Free. And what we're going to do from there is kick it over to our new guest for his opening statement as well. But also want to let you know, my dear friends, we are very excited about several things. One in particular on screen at the bottom right of your screen. We are pumped that next weekend, Matt Dillahunty will be back to debate the topic of whether or not the Bible promotes slavery. You don't want to miss it, folks. It's going to be a good one. So hit that subscribe button right now so you don't miss that epic debate. And with that, as mentioned, Ralph Von Ralph will give his opening statement. Thanks so much for being with us, Ralph. The floor is all yours.
So thank you, James. Thank you, Neff. I really appreciate the opportunity here. My opening is going to be much, much quicker than that. I do not think it's reasonable to say that humans lived alongside dinosaurs. There's no evidence to support this claim. Young Earth creationists are the only people that believe this myth, except for maybe flat earthers. False claims of evidence would be ancient cartoons and stories. That was the majority of what Neff actually provided. He actually provided the supposed human footprints. Those ones specifically and the other ones that have been found have all been debunked as misidentified or just as hoaxes. These are just examples of young Earth creationists using anything they can to try to justify and assert the validity of the Bible. And I think that's going to become very apparent because I don't think Neff's going to be able to hide from that. If humans lived with or alongside dinosaurs, we should be able to find human fossils and bone either physically or dated close to dinosaurs, which we have not. Because of this, it's unreasonable to assume that humans were alive when dinosaurs were. And that's what this claim is. It's just an assumption. It's an assumption based on stories, myths, and hoaxes. Show me the bones and I'll concede.
Absolutely. had myself on mute. Thanks for that opening statement, Rolf on Rolf. And want to let you know, folks, no matter what walk of life you are from, Christian, atheist, agnostic, you name it, we are glad you are here. We're a neutral platform hosting debates on science, religion, and politics, and we're glad to have you with us no matter what walk of life you're from. So with that, we're going to jump into open conversation. Neff and Rolf on Rolf, thanks so much. The floor is all yours.
Rolf, you say that the footprints have been debunked, but I would beg to differ. Nobody has ever shown with science that those footprints are not human. And as I pointed out, scientists will believe that they found a human footprint that looks far less human than the ones that are found in the rocks at Plexi, Texas, and they'll deny that those are human. I think that's pretty telling.
There was actually an example of a footprint found in Plexi, Texas that was just a hoax. So you
believe that somebody got out there and carved those, right?
Well, no, I mean, from the research I did, it's actually not that hard to fake like a footprint. It's not that challenging to do. What's challenging is to actually make sure that it can be dated. So that's how you can actually find that it's a hoax, which
well,
they did.
If these were hoaxed, maybe you're not very aware of what's going on here, because if these were hoaxed, a whole lot of people would have had to have been in a hoax, like university students.
No, I mean,
and scientists that were present and the guys operating the heavy equipment that lifted the sedimentary strata. And whoa, look at these footprints. Yeah, you know, all of those people were in on this conspiracy, really?
No, not everyone needs to be in on it. Just people that did it. I mean, they're...
Well, that's the ones that did it. There were witnesses. There were guys operating heavy equipment with heavy equipment licenses. There were Christians there. There were creationists there. There were people in the general public as well.
The conclusions of the findings for the footprints found in Plexi, Texas were confirmed to fit.
Yeah.
They weren't actually human findings.
Yeah. Well, I just believe that. I think believing that they conspired while they're digging these things up with
two
dozen people standing by. It's bizarre.
No one's talking about conspiracy here. I'm just...
Well, you say they're faked. How did they fake them when they dug them up?
And that's the conclusion that the eyes of the witness that studied these footprints came to.
Okay, so... But I'm asking you, what's rational about believing that if, you know, there's, you know, they've documented their work to do it with photographs, and there's a dozen people there, you know, maybe two dozen people, and some of them have no interest in it. They're just, you know, a bulldozer operator. You know, that guy doesn't have any stake in this. He just operates a bulldozer. They pay
Why not?
Him.
He could definitely have a stake in it. If I'm gonna entertain,
how'd they fake it?
I mean, all it would take to fake something like that. First of all, I'm not assuming the fact that this was like a large scale conspiracy, but to think that it's impossible, I think, is irrational.
Well, how could they? When did they fake them? Since they were revealed under the ground, as soon as the bulldozer moved the materials away, you know, the rock layer just literally broke free, and they lifted chunks of that weighed tons. They removed the rock right there in front of, you know, a dozen, two dozen people. And when did they dig? You know, because they were already there. How could they have faked them inside the earth?
There's definitely methods, especially like with in that area specifically. You could easily fake footprints, and they
right.
Did.
But see, they were revealed when they lifted, you know, tons of stone off of them. So somebody, and they had to break the stone slabs to get them to come off.
That the scientists that actually studied these footprints came to.
Well, so, I'm asking you to consider that and challenge that with your own mind. They had to break slabs of stone that weigh tons to remove them with a bulldozer.
So, are you saying
how did they fake them if they're under tons of stone?
Are you saying that the scientists that came to the conclusion that these were fake or hoaxed, are you saying that they're actually in on some type of conspiracy? Like they might have some motivations to...
No, I'm just asking, how would it be rational to believe that when they were under tons of stone?
Because that's the conclusion that the scientists that studied these footprints came to.
I don't think you're really understanding or considering what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, The footprints were underneath tons of stone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they dig them up with a bulldozer, right? And there they are. Are you telling me they they're under sedimentary strata that is solidified into a plank of stone as big as a river? It's wide. They had to literally break the stone up into chunks to remove it It's a flat sedimentary strata that's concreted into solid stone. They had to break that up into pieces to remove it. When did they have time to fake it? And how could they have faked it when there's a sedimentary strata that has become concreted in solid stone on top of them?
I understand that it's like hard for you to understand how something like this could have been hoaxed. I understand like the difficulty in that. And you're unwilling to accept the conclusions of the findings because the conclusion that you've thought of kind of validates your worldview already. So I kind of understand how it's difficult. But this is just the conclusion that every scientist that studied these footprints came to. But if you're choosing to disagree and like say that these scientists might be have like some motivations or they themselves are conspiring against the truth that the earth or that humans walk with dinosaurs, like that's a different issue. But I'm just telling you the conclusions that these scientists came up with. So,
well, I've been studying these kinds of things for a long time. I've never heard any scientist say that the footprints at Biloxi, Texas were hoaxed. Now, I don't think any scientist says that. I think you have your wires crossed. They don't believe they're human, but they don't say that they're hoaxed.
Okay. We'll say. So you can see that they're not human, then, right?
No, I don't think so.
So when no, that think, answers your question, though. Like they might not have been hoaxed. Human. They might not have been hoaxed. Then they might just appear like human. That's another reasonable explanation. Why is that not reasonable for you?
Well, so you know, in all the depictions of dinosaurs from around the world, how did man draw accurate depictions of sauropod dinosaurs?
These were cartoons.
They're not accurate?
No.
I think I showed them and they obviously are accurate.
No, just because they resemble some creatures that, like, that, no, they're not accurate.
They're not accurate.
No.
Really?
No, oh. Yeah, they're not.
Okay, so let's take another look at one of them and see if they're accurate or not accurate. How do we do that?
No, let's I'm see. Sure you can find resemblances in some of these examples, but
this creature depicted with these men right here,
that could be a chicken.
A turkey that's taller than a man,
or it might not even exist. Drawings are not good evidence for anything. Like
a turkey that's taller than a man has a crest on its top of its head.
Enough. It's a drawing though. Like this is a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a drawing.
This is not evidence.
It's not evidence.
No.
That doesn't look like a Protoceratops.
Even if it does look like it, this isn't evidence of anything. This is these are drawings.
That doesn't look like Saurolophus.
Oh my God, they look exactly the same. This is
this doesn't look like a Stegosaurus.
Do you understand that drawings aren't evidence?
This doesn't look like giant creatures with a neck as long as their body.
These look like cartoons to me.
That doesn't look like a sauropod dinosaur.
It looks like a cartoon.
Okay, does it look like a cartoon of a sauropod dinosaur?
It looks like a lizard.
It looks like a giant dinosaur, doesn't it? You know?
To you.
With a long... Okay, so it's got a big long tail, a stout body with four thick legs, a giant long neck with a head on the end, and that doesn't look anything like a sauropod dinosaur.
It looks like a child's drawing of something in their imagination, if I'm being honest.
But it's a cartoon, no doubt, but it looks like a sauropod dinosaur.
It looks like something in their imagination. Right? Doesn't look like they're trying to depict anything. And
that doesn't look like a cartoon of a dinosaur.
It could be, like, if your brain's telling you that's a dinosaur, then yeah. But Okay. Again, you're missing the point that cartoons aren't evidence of anything.
No, it's not a cartoon that's evidence. I just wanted you to be reasonable about this and be able to admit that this is obviously a cartoon of a sauropod dinosaur. I mean, if you saw that in a children's book, you'd think, oh, they're drawing a dinosaur. But the thing is, it's been drawn right there on rock by Native Americans.
Okay, but that's not
what kind of creature does that look like? This looks like a sauropod dinosaur.
You're missing my point. You're missing my point. That's not evidence of anything.
It's not.
No, it's a drawing. No.
And that doesn't look like a crested head dinosaur.
Again, art is not like evidence. Like, this is not evidence.
Art is not evidence?
Not scientific evidence, no.
Man doesn't depict creatures that he knows they exist.
Man depicts creatures that don't exist, too. Like, that's not evidence that they exist.
So there's the stone slabs, a solid sedimentary strata that they're exhuming in Biloxi, Texas.
You do understand this could be part of the hoax, right? Like the idea that they had to like uncover a bunch of these.
They had to break the stone, as you can see.
You already informed me that the Biloxi, like the scientists concluded that these weren't even footprints.
Not human footprints, but that doesn't look human, huh?
No, that actually doesn't look human to me, no.
It doesn't, really. And that doesn't either, and that's not a big toe right there.
Why would you assume that, like, something like this without...
Does this look like a three-toed dinosaur footprint right there?
I don't know. I'll wait for the experts to analyze.
Well, the experts say it is.
Yeah, and the experts also say that that's not human footprints.
Right, so they'll look at this and say, oh, that's obviously a three-toed dinosaur footprint.
You'll agree
but
with
that's
them
not a human footprint.
You will accept the fact that that's a three-toed dinosaur, but won't accept the fact that that's not humans by the same scientists.
Yeah. So I think what I'm hearing is denial. Yeah.
I am in denial of your claim. I find it ridiculous. Yeah.
Right. And I don't think it's reasonable.
There's no evidence, though. You haven't shown me any evidence.
I just showed you a lot of it, and you say
no,
it's not evidence.
No, you showed me drawings. You
showed
me cartoons. Cartoons aren't evidence. Drawings aren't evidence.
No, there's nothing can be evidence, right?
Cartoons can't be. I asked you to show me bones. Like, show me, like, some fossils.
We have plenty of fossils of dinosaurs.
Oh, and humans.
If you're so that's so, like
we
asking.
We have dead people too. Like we should. This should be very simple for you. Like this isn't rocket science.
If the Bible is correct, then there was only somewhere probably less than 2 million people on the earth at the time of the flood of Noah.
Okay.
And so, expecting to find a dinosaur and human fossil in the same strata is like expecting somebody can find a needle in a field full of haystacks.
Yeah. If
that's not reasonable.
Yeah. If you believe in the Bible, do you consider the Bible to be your strongest piece of evidence for this claim?
No. But really? I believe it is powerful evidence. Yeah.
But you don't think it's the strongest piece of evidence?
I think the strongest piece of evidence that man coexisted with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Is the fact that dinosaurs are found in sedimentary strata, which have fine distinct boundaries and particle size distribution, which means they were deposited rapidly by the Noahic flood. That's the strongest evidence that man coexisted with dinosaurs. You couldn't have a fossil.
Isn't this like assuming the Bible is true?
No, it's the science of sedimentology and geology.
Okay, so can you explain to me why there's no human fossils alongside dinosaurs?
Well, like I said, if there was less than 2 million people on the earth at the time of the flood,
and that's so,
expecting
that's...
to find any one of them is like expecting to find a needle in a haystack. The only reason we can find fossils of other creatures on this earth is because literally billions of them existed at the time. So the humans in very few numbers.
Right. So given the fact that we actually haven't found any, like, as you admit, you still think it's reasonable to say that we lived alongside them, like,
absolutely,
even though we don't have any evidence to support
Yes,
that.
Because of the evidence, you see, the dinosaurs are encased in sediments that buried them rapidly. And that means that they, you know, that there is no millions of years of geologic time. If the geologic column, as it's called, was created by the Noahic flood, then uniformitarianism is a myth, and so are the hundreds of millions of years. They never existed. And that's what the geology has shown us.
So your whole argument just rests on the young Earth claim, basically.
This argument relies on the evidence that the Earth is young and that there's no vast amount of geologic time between the fossils and the present. See, that's the thing. You can't.
Okay, so here's like a fun question, I guess. If human beings lived alongside dinosaurs, what do you think their relationship was?
They're conflicting, I think. In most cases, I think man probably domesticated some species. Like mastodons woolly mammoths, maybe.
Do you have any evidence for that?
And maybe even some others, maybe small sauropod.
So can you understand from like my perspective how this it sounds to me like you're believing in a myth. Like it sounds like to me what you're telling me, this is very fantastical. It's very
I know. It's difficult for somebody to believe.
It's not only difficult, like it lacks supporting evidence. Like that's the problem.
Well, I would disagree with you there, but I understand it's difficult to believe because people, two reasons. One, people are brought up in schools in the local, in the secular education system, and it brainwashes millions of people to believe the Earth is billions of years old and cooled down from a ball of magma and got hit by countless comets that brought the oceans to it. And then it all turned into this lush green place with, you know, and rock soup became Beethoven over, you know, millions of years. That's what people believe. So you're taught in school. And I'd say that's preposterous to believe that a ball of glowing hot magma floating in space over millions of years produced space probes, computers, and novelists and scientists and people that believe in God. I just find that preposterous that a rock is going to turn into Beethoven and space probes. That sounds completely absurd to me. The complexity and the beauty and interdependence of organic life screams of a creator, and the special properties of this planet do as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, it sounds like I was kind of right where, I feel like you would do this with anything really. You're going to look at anything and use it to justify, the validity of the Bible. Because again, you haven't shown me this whole debate. You haven't shown me any evidence. I'm going to reiterate again, just because I do want to make it clear, like, drawings and even depictions is not scientific evidence.
I didn't say it's scientific, it's historical evidence.
Yeah, and historical evidence should not be taken seriously, like, no. In this context.
I know that's because you have an a priori belief.
It's because you do. It's because you're working with the assumption that the Earth is already... You're working with, like, first of all, contrary, like, assumption that the Earth is young, and then you're using literally anything to justify that. So what I'm saying is you're able to take ancient cartoons and stories and myths, and you, like, think that these are valid forms of evidence if they support your already held belief.
I do believe they're valid forms of evidence. And I believe science demonstrates the Earth is young. The millions of imaginary years between man and dinosaurs don't exist.
No, but can we stick on the topic of dinosaurs? Because, again, there's no evidence to suggest that humans lived alongside dinosaurs.
Then why did man depict them so many times?
Because in art. We depicted monsters and creatures, and
but just so happens these monsters look an awful lot like known species of dinosaur.
They look like known species of animals that are just on the planet with, like,
they look like dinosaurs.
They are not accurate depictions of dinosaurs. The depictions that we have of dinosaurs now are much more accurate than these. These were cartoons.
I showed you pictures. I showed you pictures of how man depicted dinosaurs in the 19th century.
Yes.
Before modern science could figure out, you know, how much muscle mass and organ mass was, you know, present in a body. And you know how screwed up those were looking. That was really bad, terrible. And yet the ancient art of man depicting dinosaurs was better.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it
most certainly was.
No, this doesn't really matter because it's just our opinion, but, like, in my opinion, they were not as accurate. The 19th century ones weren't even that, like, different than there was, like,
really?
Minor variations.
Minor variations?
Yeah. You can pull them up again if you want. Like, they looked relatively, like, of course there were adjustments made, but they looked much more accurate than
really? That's an accurate
depiction
of Megalosaurus?
Yeah, that's, like, not terrible.
Really?
The 19th century one, like...
That one's not terrible?
The neck is obviously screwed up. And
look at the shape of the head. Looks like a crocodile.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, but this is still a better depiction than...
That's not a terrible depiction of this...
This just looks like they were, dinosaur? Like, drawing the wrong creature.
Well, that's what they thought it was, Megalosaurus. That's what they thought it looked like. Modern science shows us what it looks like on the
right. But you do understand, this proves nothing also. Like, you're showing drawings here.
It's Edmontosaurus.
I mean, that last one is funny that you assume that that's a dinosaur, to be honest.
That's Triceratops.
Okay. These are drawings, though. This is not evidence of.
Right, but you say they look better. I was just showing that the 19th century depictions of dinosaurs were grossly in error.
You showed me two pictures,
and man depicted them much more accurately.
Okay,
like
this is kind of ridiculous.
That is far better than what they did in the 19th century.
That no, are you saying that like ancient
so
men
that.
Had better artwork?
Obviously, you can see for yourself. Look at there.
This is insane.
I mean,
and
that's not Stegosaurus.
This is the evidence that you have for.
That's
like,
excellent evidence.
This is not good evidence, Neff. I'm sorry, I'm being honest. Like, it's just not good evidence.
I know, but you know, that's what we're going to hear every time.
It's just true,
not evidence, no matter how profound the evidence.
Just because drawings, again, I just want to reiterate, like, it's drawings are not evidence.
Just so we don't go in circles of the same things. We might want to jump into any additional evidence for or against the proposition at hand that maybe hasn't even been covered.
Okay, so I think that the only evidence that can that Neff actually has, personally, I don't think he really has any evidence, but again, he's working from the conclusion of the Bible being true. So as long as he holds that belief, and that this one works with it. I'm not going to be able to convince him otherwise. Go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
I'm just making conversation. You go ahead.
Well, I notice I didn't bring up the Bible. You're the one who brought up the Bible.
Yeah, because
so
well,
I just would point that out. I didn't use the Bible as evidence. I used human artwork,
yeah.
and the difference between it and 19th century depictions, sure. which were horrific looking. So
I brought up the Bible because in my research, the only people that believe this were young Earth creationists. That was literally the only people. So
the
motivation became very apparent.
Well, that's true. I guess young Earth creationists are the only ones that hold to this, that make this true.
And the only reason why they do is because they're convinced that the Bible is true. It's not because of any evidence. It's just because of the Bible.
Well, let me share with you a science fact that demonstrates the Earth can't be millions of years old in the time you believe.
I mean, that's not the debate.
It's related. The imaginary millions of years between dinosaurs and man doesn't exist. You see, and if that doesn't exist, then you have strong reason to believe man coexisted with dinosaurs. Your ideas rely upon believing there's millions of years of time between dinosaurs and man.
No.
65. Doesn't exist, man coexisted with them. See, that's the point.
Right? Okay, so my position that we don't have evidence for this claim actually doesn't necessitate like the Earth's age at all. I don't need to believe that the Earth's millions of years old. I just know that we have not found fossils, human fossils, close or dated to that of dinosaurs.
Well, I'm just pointing out that if the millions of years of time between dinosaurs going extinct and the modern era didn't exist, then we have strong reason to believe dinosaurs coexisted with man, you see.
And the millions of
years are imaginary. I can give you profound reasons to know that there is no such thing as 60 million years.
That's fine. So I'll play along. Even if I was to grant you and say that, the Earth is, you know, much younger, there's still no evidence that humans walk with dinosaurs.
Well, okay. But can you acknowledge, though, that if there was no 60 million years in the past, then dinosaurs and man likely coexisted, right? Wouldn't that be true?
If you pluck the 60 million
years out of human history and pull the dinosaurs up where the 60 million years are gone, guess where they are? They're with man.
You'd have to adjust the history of man too, because there's no evidence that men walked with dinosaurs.
It wouldn't. If you remove the 60 million years, do you bring the dinosaurs right up to man?
No, you would also have to adjust because there's no evidence of man walking with dinosaurs.
No, you wouldn't have to adjust man in any way. You just have to take away the 60 million years and it's over with.
I mean, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Like, if we adjust the dinosaurs, we know that man did not walk with dinosaurs.
So how do we know that?
Because we know with reasonable certainty that they didn't, because there's no evidence of it happening. Oh, but no, we have no evidence, literally none. And you failed to show me any in this debate.
Well, I think I did. I think I provided
drawings aren't evidence, but go ahead. But,
you know, well, accurate depictions of dinosaurs.
Depictions aren't evidence either.
Well, of course they are.
No, they're not.
Well, you can deny that all you like.
We have depictions right now. We have depictions of humans in space, like fighting aliens, shooting laser beams out of their hands. Like, that's not proof that people do that. Humans depict all sorts of things. This isn't evidence.
Well, you're talking about 20th century stuff now.
I'm talking about humans' art. We depict many things that aren't necessarily accurate. Mm-hmm.
But those ideas are relatively close at hand. Man already does have spacecraft, and we know that we can travel into space.
No, I'm talking about Superman.
And ancient times, man depicted things that were present with him as well. And that would be dinosaurs, you see.
No,
there's not a problem that your argument doesn't work.
We also depict things that aren't accurate to reality. Like, we depict Superman. We depict, we do this in stories all the time.
Did all the tribes of mankind invent Superman together?
We all of us have superheroes to some form.
Superman an idea that's found in all the cultures of the world?
A version of Superman, yes. Yeah.
Well, it is a version of Superman. Is
it's found in most? Kind of like an iconic. Yeah, I mean, you might not be aware of how prevalent kind of like superhero mythos is, but
no, I've never heard of that. You know, I've heard of men around various cultures around the world believing in different gods, but not men with supernatural.
The point I'm trying to make here is if a future civilization was defined like, anime, like a manga or something, they wouldn't look at this and be like, oh, because humans depicted, you know, this person with superpowers, this must be true. This isn't the way that evidence works. Like, just because there's a drawing or a depiction of something does not hold that thing is accurate to reality.
You know, Marco Polo, the famous
accurate to reality.
The famous explorer Marco Polo wrote about dinosaurs that existed in China when he traveled there. He said the men would lay stakes in the sand to as a booby trap for these creatures. And the creatures were so large that they dragged their belly across the beach. It looked as though a giant beam, like a tree. Take a giant tree and cut all the branches off and hook it up to a team of horses, right? And the track that the creature laid in the sand by dragging its huge belly was like the beam of a tree being dragged through the sand.
So, sounds like an alligator and, crocodile,
and,
right?
And these men laid traps for them and they killed them, these creatures. And he also said these creatures were so fearsome that they could kill any creature that was on land. A tiger, it doesn't matter what. This creature was so fearsome that no animal was a challenge for it, not even a tiger. It could easily just crunch a tiger, grab it with its mouth and crunch and kill the tiger. So what kind of creature was Marco Polo discussing?
So it sounds like to me, sounds like that story, kind of like a couple things are happening. Sounds like they're depicting what could be like an alligator, a crocodile or something.
A crocodile?
Yeah.
Okay. Like so how big would a crocodile have to be to lay a track in the sand as big as a tree trunk?
Obviously, they're being very hyperbolic in the way that they're telling the story. Like, it seems like they kind of want to, you know, score points. Like, again, this is a story.
He didn't write it that way. He wrote that he was reporting what he observed. That's the manner in which he was writing this. He wasn't telling a tale. And he wasn't saying this is what these people believed or is a legend. He's saying this is what these people are doing now.
Still
that's
not
what
evidence.
He was saying.
Still not evidence of.
So what kind of creature was Marco Polo describing then? That these people were laying traps.
A large crocodile.
Does a crocodile have a stomach belly as big as the girth?
They're using hyperbolic language. Is that something
they
that
are?
Obviously.
But he didn't write it that way. It doesn't come across as hyperbolic.
Saying
it comes across as facts.
It comes across to me as hyperbolic.
It does. I don't think you've ever read it. So I don't think we could get hyperbole.
Even if what he's saying is like as like a statement of fact, it's still not evidence. Like him, this story, like unless we have these creatures, we can identify them, and we have other like supporting evidence. This is an evidence. This is just a story, and it's subject to like hyperbole for sure.
Well, yeah, it's just not. You should read it. This is what Marco Polo said. Now quoting, he said, "Leaving the city of Yachi and traveling 10 days in a westerly direction, you reach the province of Karazan, which is also the name of the chief city. Here are seen huge serpents, 10 paces in length, about 30 feet, and 10 spans, that's about 8 feet, girth at the body. As the forepart near the head, they have 2 short legs, 3 claws like those of a tiger, with eyes larger than a 4-penny loaf and very glaring." He just described a creature that's giant, this is 30 feet long, 8 feet wide, and has 2 tiny limbs with 3 claws on it. Guess what an Allosaurus or a T-Rex has? Exactly those features. 30 or something feet long, right? Not including the tail, probably. And 2 tiny forelimbs with 3 claws on them. That's exactly what an Allosaurus or T-Rex looks like. So he says the jaws are wide enough to swallow a man. The teeth are large and sharp, and their whole appearance is so formidable that neither man nor any kind of animal can approach them without terror. Others are met with a smaller size, being 8, 6, or 5 paces long, and the following method is used for taking them. In the daytime, by reason of great heat, they lurk in the caverns, from whence at night they issue to seek food, and whatever beast they meet, they can lay hold of, whether tiger, wolf, or any other, they devour. He says, after which they drag themselves towards some lake, spring of water, or river in order to drink. By their motion and this way along the shore and their vast weight, make a deep impression as if a heavy beam had been drawn along the sands. Those whose employment is to hunt them, observe the track in which most frequently accustomed to go, and fix into the ground several pieces of wood armed with sharp iron spikes, which they cover with sand in such manner as to not be perceptible. When therefore the animal makes their way towards them, the places where they usually hunt, they are wounded by these instruments and speedily killed. I could read more. So he's not talking hyperbole. He's reporting to you his observations on his travels and what these Chinese people were doing to kill dinosaurs. And
this he sounds, described oh, part. Okay, I'm sorry. But again, it sounds like a story to me. Like there's no, like this could easily not be a true story.
Well, Marco Polo was.
I find it very like surprising how like comfortable you are just like taking these stories like actual like fact. It's
well, actually why should we doubt Marco Polo? He wrote many things that he observed in China that nobody doubts. But when it comes to his record of man dealing with these dragons or dinosaurs, then we have suddenly got to doubt him, right?
Because like we haven't seen.
But when he says the Chinese were making noodles out of rice, we're not going to doubt that, right? But when he says the Chinese are killing giant serpents 30 feet long with tiny little arms, they have 3 claws on them, they drag their bodies around in the sand, and so their tail creates an impression the size of a tree trunk. We're not going to believe that, though, right?
Yeah, the serious answer to that question is that like people eat noodles every day. They don't go fighting dragons. So, it's much more reasonable to say that maybe he wasn't lying when he said that, you know, they're eating noodles. And, I mean, that would be the answer to that.
Yeah, right. Believe that he's writing correct history when he observes them making noodles out of rice. But that part about the dinosaurs, that can't be real.
I find it amazing that you think that that's like that ridiculous. Like, yeah. Yeah.
So Marco Polo would tell the truth about the things he observed in one case, and then you just get a wild hair and decide, I'm going to make up some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, people I was
on. Really?
Yeah. It's like a human thing.
Okay, that's fine. I don't guess so. Myself.
No, I'm good.
You got it. We'll jump into that Q&A. Want to let you know, folks, several things. In particular, our guests are linked in the description as well as in the description box for the podcast. As all of our debates are put on podcast, want to highly encourage you, folks, if you haven't already, pull out your phone, check out Modern Day Debate on your favorite podcast app. We've worked hard to get on every single podcast. No joke. We're on virtually every app out there. And so you can find our guest links in the description box there as well. And several other quick little things. One, mods. If you haven't heard, thank you very much. Mods, want to say first, thank you very much for all that you do in terms of keeping any sort of hate speech out of the chat and also being sure that you're doing a great job, by the way. I want to say thank you so much for keeping an eye on people in terms of, let's say, asking them to attack the argument rather than the person. Great job with that as well. And then mods, I'll be having a meeting tomorrow. Excited to catch up with you and also get to say thank you more directly for all the work you do. So YouTube mods, Twitch mods, Discord mods, want to say thanks. And I will hopefully get to see you tomorrow. That's at 12 noon. And thanks very much for your question or comment. Dave Gar says, seriously, James, keep up the good work. Here's a tip. Thanks so much for your kind words, Dave Gar. And let's talk soon. I hope you're doing well. Rum Runner, thanks so much, says, if old dinosaur drawings are real, isn't it more likely that ancients found fossils and figured out how they looked than that they actually lived with those animals?
Well, the answer to that is no. And the reason is because of the 19th century art I provided. And there's lots more where that came from. I just showed you a couple of examples of man in the 19th century depicting dinosaurs based on what he thought by looking at the fossils. And they got it grotesquely wrong.
You got it. And thank you very much for this question coming in from John Rapp, says, Neff, did Egyptians have jackal, ibis, and cat heads? I think they're saying, like, there are some depictions of Egyptian people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, no, but I think to, you know, try to equate that to the depictions of man of dinosaurs is preposterous. It'd be like somebody drawing a go-kart and say, look, somebody didn't actually draw, you know, a thing with wheels that rolls, right? It's just, that's the way you're seeing it. That's how preposterous I think that is.
Next up, this one coming in from Zagros Ozcan says, has Mr. Nephilim Free learned these arguments from Kent Hovind and Ken Ham?
I discovered these evidences and many others from a whole lot of personal research.
I've got to hand it to you. Your visualizations, Neff, are, yeah, I've never seen anybody use anything like that. They're well, it's clear you put time into them. They're well developed. So for example, but anyway, bash the fash, spank the tank. Thank you for your question, says Neff. Explain to me why radiometric dating has found no dinosaur fossil ever young enough to have existed around the time humans evolved. Or they said, if you deny halftime of isotopes, you deny multiple laws of physics.
Well, there's problems with radiometric dating. It's the processes, the conclusions are based upon assumptions, and the researchers pick which date they want to publish and throw the rest out. They even admit this. So it's radiometric. It's called a metric for a reason, because it produces a metric of dates, and they pick the date closest. They could be off by, they could be, the metric might be millions of years in width, and they pick the one that's closest to what they presume the age of something is. If radiometric dating were empirical, then you'd have to explain why the Unicarat lava formation at the base of the Grand Canyon has been dated with various radiometric dating processes, including argon, potassium, and stuff, and come up with dates that vary from 10,000 years to 2.1 billion years. Why such a wide difference in dating from different methods for one single lava flow? That's a problem for the dating method.
This one coming in from Rum Runner says, the giant insects that lived beside dinosaurs would have needed oxygen levels above that suitable for human life to survive. Same with dinosaurs.
Well, that's correct. And the Noahic flood explains a change in the atmosphere. The atmosphere once had 30% more oxygen than it does today. This has been verified by extracting the bubbles in amber fossils, and they run that through gas chromatograph, and they've discovered the Earth's atmosphere once had 30% more oxygen than it does today, and that would have allowed a dinosaur, a large dinosaur, to exist. But the biggest dinosaurs could not. Large sauropod dinosaurs would not survive under the present atmosphere. Creatures that are much smaller than them, like a T-Rex or a Triceratops or something, probably would be able to exist just fine, but not a gigantic sauropod dinosaur.
You got it. And I want to let you know, folks, I just turned on the old subscribers-only mode in case you missed the prompt to subscribe at the start for more juicy debates coming up. And so hopefully you'll see that, at least in your, if you happen to be involved in the chat. We are very excited for a lot of them. In particular, my dear friends, at the bottom right of your screen, we are very excited. Matt Dillahunty will be returning to debate, whether or not the Bible promotes slavery. You don't want to miss that one. And so do hit that subscribe button. And next question coming in from, do appreciate it, Rum Runner strikes again, saying, the Ta Prome Cambodian temple dinosaur has been proven to be an image of a pangolin in front of leaves. There's a monkey image with the same types of leaves in it.
Yeah, I've seen the art, and it doesn't look like leaves at all. It looks like the stakes on the spikes on the back of a sauropod dinosaur. They're not shaped like leaves. And that same rock art depicts known species of creatures, and then it depicts this dinosaur. That's pretty profound. So it's obviously they were carving into the side of the temple creatures that they knew existed and had seen them themselves, including a dinosaur.
You got
it. Hey, Jeff, I'm curious. There's depictions of aliens like all around the Earth. Do you think that? Is that evidence that aliens were on the Earth? What?
I've seen a couple of them. I've seen some of those. I mean, I don't think they necessarily aliens. They don't show, you know, people with space suits and helmets and, you know, and air tanks or anything like that. Yeah, I've seen the ones you're talking about. I don't believe those are genuine. I think possibly. Yeah. Okay.
Or they're just cartoons.
Perfect. No, I don't believe that. No, I don't believe that there is biological life anywhere in the universe outside the Earth anyway.
Right. Yeah, they're just cartoons.
This one coming in from, do appreciate your question. Joe Gatto says, for Neff, how many dinosaurs do you believe were saved from the global flood to be able to enter the Ark to survive and repopulate afterwards?
Well, it would have been two of each kind of dinosaur, you know, various kinds, two sauropod, large sauropod dinosaurs, two medium sauropod dinosaurs, maybe two small sauropod dinosaurs, two Allosaurus or T-Rex, two Stegosaurus, Triceratopsian dinosaurs, two of them. However many kinds of dinosaur there were two of them.
Gotcha. And thanks for your question. The eternal inquirer says, question for Neff, what are your thoughts on old earth creationism and the local flood theory?
Well, the old earth creationism is denies scripture, and it doesn't match the scientific evidence, which is plenteous. And the local flood idea cannot be true because the earth is covered with extremely deep sedimentary strata with fine distinct boundaries laid down horizontally by rapidly moving water, which have particle size distribution and rapidly buried billions of creatures and sealed them to their death. So that can't have happened over long periods of time. You can't get strata, Z-shaped coal seams in the going up through the geologic column can't have happened over millions of years. And you can't get the deformed strata, the folded parabolic recumbent folds in the sedimentary strata that are in mountains, for example, over millions of years. It has to be formed very rapidly.
You got it. And that is all the questions we have. We do want to say thank you to our guests, as well as I had mentioned, Thank you so much. Mods, I really don't say thank you enough, as we have been through a lot together, many debates. I think I've looked, and I look whenever I look at the page, well, I will be back in just a moment with a post-credit scene to talk about the, kind of some of our history together. And so I do want to say thank you to our guests who are linked in the description, as well as at the podcast episode. All of our podcasts, or I should say all of our debates, are uploaded to the podcast within usually about 24 hours. We are working hard, as people said, hey, can you get them on there faster? And so that's something that we are striving to do. And so this one will probably be a little bit later, probably like Monday morning or so, just because we also have this morning's to upload, which, by the way, if you didn't see this morning's, it was an epic one. Really fun, you guys. Want to encourage you on whether or not Islam is true with Apostate Prophet and Dr. Abdul Mahid. That was an epic one. So if you haven't checked it out yet, you may want to. But want to say one last time, thanks, Neff, and thank you, Rolf von Rolf. It's been a true pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you, James. My pleasure.
Absolutely. So with that, stick around, folks. I'll be back in just a moment with updates about upcoming debates and to say thank you to many of you in terms of, well, frankly, all of you, but especially, again, the mods. We really do want to say.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.